Okay, so I'm going to open the app up. So it's going to pop up on my location automatically. There's a little thing that says set pickup location. That 2 minutes right there says that's my wait time because there's a car right next to us. Pops up right there. I hit request the Uber. And then I wait. And it tells us down here it's going to be a Mazda 3.
This is him, I think.
Okay.
David?
Yep.
Did you tell you where we're going?
I didn't. We're going to Hessen House.
I know right where that is.
So, David, what made you want to start driving an Uber cab?
I heard about it in the news, and I thought, drive people around, get people safely to their destinations. I think this is something I could do.
What was the application process like to become an Uber driver?
To be honest, this is the most thoroughly reviewed job I've ever had. I had like go through like 8 background checks to get to do this.
Really?
Yeah, like everything from national felony databases to like statewide felony and misdemeanor databases, sex offender registries, National Traffic Safety Administration, all kinds of stuff.
I just also have to comment, given my experience in other cabs that I've been in, it smells so good in this car. Have you guys noticed that when you've taken Uber taxis that the cars have been cleaner than taxis maybe?
Yes, I've definitely noticed. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what the reason might be, but I feel like maybe being an Uber driver, because you're essentially an individual, because like Sean mentioned, you are an independent contractor. It's not up to the company to keep your car, you know, clean and, you know, for the upkeep there.
Another cool thing is that not only can we rate him as a driver, but he can rate us as a passenger. So if I see that David had a terrible rating, I would say, hey, I don't want David to pick me up.
Yeah.
But not that he is a terrible driver. Right? I'm just saying that is a possibility. And he could say that, hey, these guys suck. They puke in your cab. They stiff you on the tip. So it goes both ways. He can say who's a good passenger, and we can say who's a good driver.
Well, we're almost there. Do you guys have a music preference or anything for the rest of the ride? Or?
What'd you have going before?
I just had an IPR going, honestly.
That's fine. That works.
I also have an auxiliary cord if you guys want to put on some playlists or something.
We're close enough to just play whatever's going.
Have you guys had the experience where you've been in a regular taxi and they've asked you if you have a music preference? That also struck me as something that would be different.
Definitely never been asked in a cab before for a musical preference. They just kind of play what they've been playing and don't care about what you think. They just get you to point A to point B and want your money. So
sure. John, you shook your head too.
Yeah, I've never been asked by a cab driver what I would like to listen to. Honestly, I feel like awkward silence is the sound of a taxi cab. So, and that's not the case with Uber, as you know, you've seen with David here.
Here we are. Ending trip now.
Gosh.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, tipping's not necessary, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to tip either way, so.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the ride, man.
No Appreciate problem. It. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too, man.